Now, the next thing that the estuary does, because of the ionic gradient, is to cause the colloid particles to flocculate. So you remember that the characteristics of a colloid particle, it's small, and the outside surface of the particle is charged. The things that keep it in suspension then are the size relative to its weight, and the fact that the surface charge of one particle repels the surface charge of the other, so they don't join together and form a more massive, heavy particle. Now, when we hit the estuary, this ionic gradient then will ensure that there's a strong electrolyte solution floating around that takes these colloid particles, which are coming in on the river water, and it'll neutralize the outside surface charge by applying the appropriate counter ion. So in this case, if we're saying our colloid particle has got a positive charge on it, then the strong electrolyte will provide such a large amount of negative ions in solution that it'll neutralize that surface charge. Now, the only thing holding these things from sticking together is that positive charge on the surface. As soon as it's gone, they stick together, make a heavy particle, and it falls out of solution. So our estuaries then, we have got the suspended solids that are coarse, falling out because of this zero velocity of the water. And then we've got the second thing, which is the very small colloid suspended particles. They fall out because their surface charge is removed. Now, this happens quite early on in the estuary. So this flocculation of the colloids occurs in the low salinity, the upper part of the estuary. Our colloids, which are most abundant in the suspended solids, are the inorganic clay particles, and these are charged negative. The reason for that is the structure of a clay mineral then. It's an aluminosilicate. It has got ions such as sodium, potassium, magnesium in the structure. The basic structure, though, is a silicate, and so the outside surfaces will have O minuses present on them. They're balancing the internal charges due to these sort of cations. That's why the outside surface of a clay is primarily O minus in character. So if we add a high concentration of these ions here from the seawater, that'll neutralize the surface negative charge. Colloid particles stick together, fall out of solution. The other thing that can happen is we can actually change the structure of the clay minerals. We can change calcium in the structure for sodium, which then is a dominant ion in seawater. That changes the charge balance in the structure. So we've got a 2 plus, we've just replaced it by a 1 plus. That changes the surface charge. So all of these things then interact together